A brief review of the cash flow quadrant. Understanding the fundamentals of the cash flow quadrant is important to gaining the most insight out of Rich Dad's Guide to Investing. The cash flow quadrant is divided into four sections. In the upper left is the letter E, which stands for employee. In the lower left section is the letter S, which stands for self-employed. On the other side of the quadrant, the right side, the upper letter is B for business owner, while below is the letter I for investor. The cash flow quadrant was very important to my rich dad. He would explain the core emotional and technical differences among the people in each quadrant. And those core emotional and technical differences are why certain people gravitate to certain quadrants. Understanding the concepts presented in Rich Dad's cash flow quadrant is an essential step for anyone striving to become successful as an investor. Rich Dad often said to his son Mike and me that if we wanted to be successful in the B, business, and I, investor quadrants, we had to be able to quickly recognize the different people from the various quadrants. He explained that one way you could quickly tell who was in which quadrant was to listen to their words. A person from the E or employee quadrant would often say things such as, "I'm looking for a safe, secure job with benefits." Obviously, one of this person's highest core values is security. In other words, this person would probably want more guarantees from his or her job or investment choices. A person from the S or self-employed quadrant would use different words. A person from this quadrant can often be heard saying such things as, "I charge $100 per hour," or "My commission is 6% of the sales price." Obviously, this person's core value is independence. These are the rugged individuals of the business world. They like being in control of their own time, and they often do things on their own. Rich Dad often chuckled when he said, the S quadrant also stands for solo, smart, or specialized. These individuals are often the ones who did well in school and became doctors, lawyers, or accountants. Or they are highly specialized perfectionists whose most common saying is, if you want something done right, you've got to do it yourself. The problem with being in the S quadrant is that if you stop working, your income often stops coming in as well. Rich Dad said, the difference between an S quadrant business owner and a B quadrant business owner is that a B quadrant business owner can leave for a year or more and return to find his business running better and his income increased. Rich Dad said, if you cannot leave your business for more than a year, you do not own a business. You own a job. B quadrant business owners often have many businesses. Donald Trump, for example, has over 50. When a reporter said, two of your businesses are in trouble, all he said was, so what? I have 50 more that are doing just fine. A B quadrant business owner finds guarantees in something else, something that the employee and self-employed individuals do not have. That is what much of this program is about. This difference in guarantees, or what Rich Dad called controls, is often what creates the extreme differences in income between people in the different quadrants. One of the difficulties in becoming very rich from the E, employee, and S, self-employed quadrants, is the lack of leverage. These individuals must often personally work for every dollar they earn. Therefore, that dollar amount is often limited. This is why you often hear people from these quadrants say, time is money. Much of this program is dedicated to first increasing the dollar amount each of us can earn from the B, business quadrant, not from the E, employee, or S, self-employed quadrants. If you are set on remaining in these two quadrants, this program may be of limited value. I want to help people like you become very rich, so that you can then invest in the investments of the rich. To do that, however, you may first need to be willing to make some changes. Changes that go beyond investing $10,000 in something safe and secure. You first need to change yourself.